When will I turn away from this? Ya Rab, when will I, oh Allah, become good? Ya Rab.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Hadi Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our silsila. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today we're going to go through some of the other major sins that have been mentioned in the Hadith and in the Quran and from the Buzurganadeen Rahimahumullahu Ta'ala. As you've been watching in the previous silsila that we've been discussing some of the major sins that a person commits. And remember that a person who becomes habitual in committing these major sins, it's a fear that at the time of his death he may lose his iman. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, now we made some time, we start watching this, please try to leave everything else what you are doing and pay attention to this bayan. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala will shower His blessings and His mercy upon us. And why not act upon the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam? Ballighu anni walau aya, pass on from me whatever you know. So whatever we've heard during this silsila, during this program, Inshallah Azza wa Jal, I make the intention to pass this knowledge on to others as well. And you can also make this intention that you can pass this message on to other people as well. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the reason for this program is that we know and we understand and we learn what are those sins that can destroy a person's iman. Inshallah, before we go to today's few major sins that we are going to discuss today, let's all, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, listen to a beautiful blessing of reciting durood and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, the founder and leader of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, may his shadow remain upon us, has written in one of his booklets a blessing of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is taken from Al-Firdaus, hadith number 8210. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, O people, without doubt the one to attain salvation quickly on the day of judgment from its horrors and accountability will be the one amongst you who will have recited durood upon me in abundance in the world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. My dear Islam brothers, the major sin that we are going to talk about today, or one of the major sins that we're going to talk about today, is missing fast in the month of Ramadan. As we all know that fasting in the month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala has made it obligatory, made it farz upon those people who can keep the fast. Now anyone without any valid reason doesn't keep a fast in Ramadan. Let's listen to what one of the hadiths of the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned. This hadith is quoted in Abu Dawood Sharif, hadith number 2396. Whoever misses any fast of Ramadan without any valid reason, even though he keeps fasts all his life, they will not be equal to it even though he fasts them after. Yani this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is mentioning that a person who doesn't keep a fast, and there'll be so many people who don't keep a fast. Sadly today, we're living in a society where people, you know, they take the religion as a second option. First option is, ma'azallah, is the world for us. Yeah, and all the excuses that people come out with, I can't keep a fast because I'm ill. The rest of the 11 months, there's nothing wrong with us. We don't need any drips, we don't need any medication. But when it comes to Ramadan, I've got to take my medication. Now remember, if there is a valid reason, then that's fine. Alhamdulillah, Shariat gives us that ijazah, that permission, that we can keep the fast later on. Or if you are traveling, or if you are ill, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned that in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah. But the thing is, my dear Islam brothers, those people who don't fast in the month of Ramadan and the lame excuses people come out with. You know, we need to remember that a person who misses the fast of Ramadan, even that person, we're talking about just one fast here. If you do not fast, the one in the month of Ramadan, a person who keeps fasting all his entire life, he will still not be able to get the reward that from that fast he missed. He can keep fasting all his life, but that fast, he will never get the reward equivalent to that. So my dear Islam brothers, we should be, you know, Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, try yourself, you know. We should be happy that Allah Ta'ala has given us Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala has given us this blessed month. There are so many people that you must have talked to, and there are so many people that will tell you that to keep a fast in Ramadan is beneficial for ourselves. If you are ill, then fasting in the month of Ramadan, inshallah, Azawajal, you will not get ill, nothing will be happening. But inshallah azza wa jal, if you are ill, and I know so many people who were ill just before Ramadan, and because of fasting in the month of Ramadan, because of their jazba, their passion for fasting in the month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala has cured them. But my dear Islam brothers, we need to have that passion to fast in the month of Ramadan. It's quoted in At-Targhib wa At-Tarhib, hadith number 453. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says, whilst I was sleeping, two men came and holding both of my arms, they brought me to a mountain which was hard to climb. And they said, climb this. When I said, I can't, they replied, we will make it easy for you. So I started to climb the mountain. When we reached the middle, suddenly frightening voices were heard. When I asked, what are these voices? They replied, the clamor of the people of hell. We started again. We suddenly saw a group of people whose cheeks pouches were split, and out of these pouches flew blood, and their feet were bound. I asked, what are they? Who are these people? They replied, these are those people who eat their fast before due time. Yani, these are those people who do not keep a fast in the month of Ramadan. Now just imagine, my dear Islam brothers, you know, those people who don't fast in the month of Ramadan, we've just heard what the punishment of these people will be. Now, I don't think any one of us, sometimes you think, you know, I'm strong enough, I can take these punishments, ma'azallah. Even to think about these kind of things is not even allowed in Islam. We will never be able to take the punishment of the fire of hell. Sometimes a person thinks that, you know, what is the fire of hell? We keep on mentioning the word fire of hell, but what does it really mean? Let me just give you a comparison. The ulama, they say that if a person who was burning in the fire of hell was to be taken out of the fire of hell and he was to be put into the fire of this world, that person will go to sleep. That is how fearful. And in according to one narration, it says that the fire of hell is 70 times more hotter than the fire of this world. And the least punishment a person will receive in the fire of hell will be that he will be given shoes made of fire. And because of that, his brain will be boiling. And that person will think that this is the most severe punishment in the fire of hell, even though that is the least of the punishment. Now, are we strong enough to withstand this punishment? No, we are not. So my dear Islam brothers, instead of joking around, instead of, you know, making a fool of ourselves on the day of judgment, let's not mock around. Religion is not to muck around with. You know, we cannot make mockery of ourselves and mockery of our religion. If we are Muslims, Alhamdulillah, we should be thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal for making us Muslims. Or else we could have been born in a kafir's home. Did we make any dua? Did we give any sadaqah so that we can be born in a Muslim home? We didn't. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us. So why are we not taking this blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal? And when it comes to Ramadan, you know, so many, Alhamdulillah, even youngsters, little children have so much passion. And I've seen, Alhamdulillah, children have this passion. They want to keep. And one of them children, if you take children's passion, ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it was a really hot month when the month of Ramadan came. And ala Hazrat was only a child at that moment. And he was fasting. His dad took him into a room and he says, my son, no one's looking at you. So you can eat them sweets, you can eat the food. And Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he says that, my father, If no one is looking at me, Allah Ta'ala is aware of me. Allah Ta'ala is watching me. This is the jazba of a young child. And alhamdulillah, we can see this jazba amongst the Muslim children today as well. You know, especially in the UK, in the Western countries where Ramadan fasting is 21 hours. 21 hours, but you will still see, alhamdulillah, youngsters, young children, you know, even people who are ill, even people who take medicine, but they still got that passion to keep the, to keep fasting in the month of Ramadan. And like I said before, if you miss one of the fast of Ramadan, you can keep fasting all your life, every single day. You'll never get the reward that fasting you've missed. So my dear Islam brothers, let's build that passion, let's build that jazba amongst ourselves. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, you will see, inshallah azza wa jal, the reward in this world and in the hereafter. Allah azza wa jal has mentioned inside the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, why fasting was prescribed. Why is it that we have to fast? Allah Ta'ala, He says, the reason, sometimes we think that, look, it's a moment that we can start to diet, it's a moment that we can start to keep away from junk food, but that should not be the reason. Okay, one of the intentions of fasting, yeah, we can, you know, start to diet. It is a month that where you start to look at your diet. It is a month where you start to stop eating junk food, but that should not be our intention. Our intention should be solely for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, within this pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, you will see that there will be so many blessings and barakat and benefits. O you who believe, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, kutiba alaykumus siyam, kama kutiba ala ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. O you who believe, fasting is made compulsory for you, like it was ordained for those before you, so that you may attain piety. So why was fasting prescribed? Why did Allah Ta'ala tell us to fast? The reason is so that we can attain piety. We can become pious. We can have taqwa inside us. And alhamdulillah, another reason why we fast is so that we can look at, you know, we can imagine what those people go through when they are, you know, when they are hungry, when they are thirsty. There's millions of people out there who don't have clean water to drink. There are millions of people out there who don't even know when their next meal will be. There are millions of people out there, my dear Islamic brothers, sadly, who are dying every single day because they don't have enough food to eat. But look at us. At the time of Sahri, so much food on the table. At the time of Iftari, so much food Allah Ta'ala has blessed us. And this is a blessing from Allah Ta'ala that at the time of Sahri, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, Allah Ta'ala will increase a person's sustenance, his rizq is increased in the month of Ramadan. And you've seen that, alhamdulillah, we've seen it with our open eyes, that in the other 11 months, when it's time to eat, the whole family gets together, there might not be enough food there, meaning there might not be choices of food. But in the month of Ramadan, there is so much choice. And then, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, the gatherings of the Muslims in the masjid for Sahri, for Iftari, for Taraweeh, so much, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, you know, going on in the masjids. Now, this is the blessing of the month of Ramadan. And if we lose out from these blessings, then my dear Islam brothers, what are we going to do? Allah Ta'ala's mercy is showering upon us. We need to, alhamdulillah, be part of this mercy. Our Allah Ta'ala's mercy and blessings are being distributed in the month of Ramadan. Don't be the one who's left out. And inshallah, azza wa jal, make your intention, because Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that those people who make a firm intention, Allah Ta'ala will help them. The mercy and the barakat and the help of Allah will be for those people. So inshallah, even though we are ill, yeah, even though we are ill and we think there's still a few months for Ramadan, and if it's the month of Ramadan, it doesn't matter, my dear Islam brothers, at least try your best. If you are ill, then that's fine. The Quran gives you that leeway that we can fast after Ramadan as well. But our first and foremost intention should be that why shall I fast after Ramadan? I will fast in the month of Ramadan. Inshallah, azza wa jal, whatever illnesses we have with the blessing of Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, azza wa jal, these illnesses will be removed as well. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, another major sin that we've just talked about is those people who will not fast in the month of Ramadan. Now, this is classed as a major sin. So if we are the ones who do not fast in the month of Ramadan, make a firm intention, do repent. And then it doesn't mean that all them fasting that we missed, we have to still keep them as well. We have to do qaza of all the fast that we have missed. So sit down with someone, sit with a Sunni alim, sit with any muballigh, sit with them, and inshallah they'll tell you what the rulings will be. Sit with a Sunni alim, ring Darul Ifta Ahle Sunnah, they will tell you what the rulings are. And when it comes to Ramadan, and if you think that you're going to find it very difficult, ring Darul Ifta Ahle Sunnah, ring them. Go to a Sunni scholar and sit with them and go through your problems with them. Inshallah, they'll be more than happy to help you. But don't assume that I will not be able to fast. No, all these assumptions, maybe the shaitan, and definitely, inna shaitana lil insani aduvum mubin. No doubt the shaitan doesn't want us to fast. The shaitan doesn't want us to do ibadat in the month of Ramadan. And there'll be so many viewers of Madani channel, you know, you'll be thinking, well, last year when it was Ramadan, I made the intention I'm going to read the Quran, but I never got time. I made the intention to read my Taraweeh, but I never got the time. I made the intention to read this in Ramadan, I never got the time. Now, it's not that we never got the time, I'm sorry to say this, but my dear Islamic brothers, the shaitan has worked his tricks on us, and the shaitan has led us astray again. And if we were the ones who missed our fasting in the last Ramadan, please, sit down, think carefully, think about your future as a Muslim. We should be pleased. We should be happy. Look at the Sahaba-i-Kiram. What do we do in the month of Ramadan? Ma'azallah, you know, people, if there's this long fasting, people go to play football, people go to do any other sports, sit in front of the, in front of the TV and start watching films. Why? Just to pass time. Please, try to understand. Try to understand the importance of fasting in the month of Ramadan. If you as a father or mother, you know, if we are coming up with these excuses, what's going to happen to our children? What's going to happen to our younger generation? What's going to happen to our next generation that are coming up? If you are making one excuse, they're going to make 10 excuses. If you are making, you know, so many excuses, what's going to happen to them? So please, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, let's make this firm intention. And alhamdulillah, see the blessings and the barakat. And then the month of Ramadan, every moment of the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, Azzawajal, is such a blessed month. The Sahaba-i-Kiram, you know, they would work hard in the month of Sha'ban so that alhamdulillah they can take the whole month of. And it's a sunnah, the custom of the Sahaba-i-Kiram and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They used to sit in i'tikaf for the 30 days and they used to fast and they used to read the Quran. No more work in the month of Ramadan. But sadly today, we Muslims, you know, even in the month of Ramadan, even when we are fasting, you know, that's all we think about is work, work and work. Why can't we not, you know, sit down for a few days, at least try your best. Try to plan it now. Try to plan it. If the month of Ramadan is coming, if it's a few weeks, few months, few days away, plan it now. And especially try to do the sunnah i'tikaf in the last 10 days. And alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, Dawat-e-Islami, many masajids, inshallah, azza wa jal, throughout the whole world, 10 days i'tikaf, alhamdulillah, is held under the guidance, alhamdulillah, of the muballighin of Dawat-e-Islami. So if you have not sat in i'tikaf, this is another sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Try to act upon this sunnah as well. At least for 20 days, yeah, 20 days, plan for it. And in the last 10 days of Ramadan, try to sit in i'tikaf. Try to worship Allah Azza wa Jal with a clean mind, clean conscience. Sit down, read the Quran. And alhamdulillah, if you do an i'tikaf with the muballighs of Dawat Islami, inshallah Azza wa Jal, there is a whole timetable, there is a jadwal that we act upon. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will see in the last 10 days of Ramadan, when you do i'tikaf with Dawat Islami, you see people crying, they don't want to go back home because the environment, the brotherhood, alhamdulillah, is such a beautiful environment. That people are crying. You must have seen these scenes on Madani channel where Islamic brothers are crying. They don't want to go home anyway. Why? Because they spend them 10 days and some of those Islamic brothers, and I can say the majority of them, when you ask them, how did you find the last 10 days of Ramadan by doing i'tikaf, with Dawat Islami, they will say that we've never ever found any happiness, any satisfaction in our hearts ever before than we have, alhamdulillah, in these last 10 days. Why? Because the barakah. You're in the house of Allah Ta'ala. You're in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, for 10 days, we'll be reading our namaz with the jamaat in the front row. There'll be sunnahs, there'll be learning. There'll be so much that you won't even know. For even in your basic common namaz, there are brothers who are making mistakes in their salah. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we get the opportunity to learn and act upon these things, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And also, my dear Islamic brothers, Alhamdulillah, the Madani Qaida, the how to read the Quran, that is also taught in the itikaf. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, please try to, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, spend some time in the itikaf with Dawat Islami. May Allah Azza wa Jal shower His blessings upon us. Ameen, bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi barik wa sallam.
When will I turn away from you, ya Rabb? When will I, oh Allah, become good, ya Rabb?